The Gospel of John, chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he pours water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then comes he to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him,
"Lord, do you wash my feet?"
Jesus answered and said to him,
"What I do, you know not now, but you shall know hereafter."
Peter said to him,
"You shall never wash my feet."
Jesus answered him,
"If I wash you not, you have no part with me."
Simon Peter said to him,
"Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
Jesus said to him,
"He that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but is clean completely. And you are clean, but not all."
For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, "You are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said to them,
"Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, that he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me."
When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said,
"Truly, truly, I say to you, that one of you shall betray me."
Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said to him,
"Lord, who is it?"
Jesus answered,
"He it is to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it."
And when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus to him,
"That you do, do quickly."
Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said to him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. He, then having received the piece of bread, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said,
"Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another."
Simon Peter said to him,
"Lord, where go you?"
Jesus answered,
Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards,
Peter said to him.
Why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake,
Jesus answered him.
Will you lay down your life for my sake? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock shall not crow till you have denied me three times.